In many of the world's poorest communities, women are denied a significant role. So often their talent and potential remain untapped. At CARE, we found in country after country that empowering women is one of the fastest ways to improve conditions and help end poverty. That's why CARE is helping provide girls and women with an education, opportunity, and a voice worldwide.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
It's a source of power the world can no longer afford to overlook. She has the power to change her world. You have the power to help her do it. Call 1-800-521-CARE or visit care.org.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live, always local, always entertaining and educating South Florida. Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
I'm scared to remind you.
We still love you, Cam. Welcome, South Florida, to another edition of Hot Talk. Thank you for joining us here, South Florida's number one community affairs show, each and every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We labor to highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of our community with you and an engaging panel of guests. And we invite you to join the conversation, 888-550-9105. I am Jill Tracy. And on the board, as always, Mr. Mark Young, who, yeah, he was a Charlotte fan, so he decided he won't speak tonight. Oh, but can you feel the love in the room? That was, for those of you who don't know, that was Michael Jackson, They Don't Care About Us. So. Oh, man, there were probably 12 remixes of that song, and that's just one of my favorites. And one, a song that song had just resonates for so many reasons. My guest tonight, a lot of the topics that we're talking about tonight, Beyonce's just drop of formation. I just feel like she listened to that Michael Jackson song before she and woke up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. and said, "Hey, babe, wake up. I got this idea." Because it was brilliant. We could teach college classes in the execution of her week. From firing her team to dropping formation on Instagram to slaying at the Super Bowl with Coldplay and Bruno Mars to the, and then the first commercial out, hello, the Formation World Tour. It is the world domination of Beyonce. It's a beautiful thing. I'm just in awe. There's so many levels. I'm going to be talking about this all week. So you all join with me. And, you know, and the brilliant thing is I don't know if you've seen it yet, but please check Showtime. Right now they're having a free preview of Michael Jackson From Motown to Off the Wall, directed by Spike Lee. It's brilliant. I know Beyonce saw that too. It's just, you know, and last week we opened with Murder to Excellence. It is just a time for black excellence everywhere. I'm surrounded by it in this room. I'm surrounded by it around the world. It's just a beautiful thing. And the great thing about the Super Bowl halftime show was that each of the performers represented fully for their space in the world. Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Coldplay, Chris Martin, and it was beautiful. They all spoke and came in their truth, and everybody ended up just in love and chills, and there's just so much to be said for that. If I had known they was going to do all of that, woo! We'd have had a third hour today. But we must go on, and I want to send shouts out and much love to, there were so many celebrities got down for the cause this week that my first guest has been down with from the door. And tonight we're going to talk to her. First, we have Felicia Hatcher is back along with her husband and Star X Smith to discuss Black Tech Week and how we can all learn a thing or two from a billionaire or two who will be on site. And I'm on the cover of the Current Legacy magazine, 25 most influential women of business in Miami. And Dexter Bridgman has been an arbiter of South Florida's Black Who's Who for over a decade. And we thank him, and we'll talk about that. What does that mean? What does that really, really mean? And what does that mean to you and your purse? And on March 6th, the next Democratic debate on CNN will take place in Flint, Michigan. And my first guest has been on the ground in Flint and says the stories that you're hearing are real, and the children, many of them are in need of medical care. Please welcome Ms. Valencia Gunner to Hot Talk. How are you? Great. Is it Gunder?
Gunder. Yes.
How are you, darling?
Welcome to Hot Talk. I'm awesome. Thank you for having me.
I saw you representing on Channel 7, I think it was. Let me not even take credit. Cubert Harewood.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Broadway.
First of all, I love him.
Yes.
He has been in my corner from the door. He and N.J. Gilbert, I just can't even tell you how much they ride for me. And thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And he reached out to me, and he said, you really should have her on. And he sent me the clip of you on Channel 7.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Broadway.
Yes, yes, he did. You got angels everywhere. And so you sent me a really lovely I will read it because I love bios. She says, I am V and I feed people. This is how Valencia Gunder, founder of Make the Homeless Smile, usually introduces herself. A graduate of Florida A&M University and a leader in the community, Valencia, known to most as V, has firsthand experience with homelessness. What stood out the most to V during her experience was the internal hopelessness she felt. Turning that experience into a catalyst for change, V began working tirelessly to serve the homeless, but she took an approach deeper than charity. V has chosen to heal the homeless and actively develops initiatives that will make them smile. V believes that it is not just about feeding or clothing the homeless. It's about making sure homeless individuals and families find wholeness and healing by feeling empowered. V seeks to treat homelessness and to end the cycle of poverty that leads to homelessness for so many. Well, put on your wings and strap on your crown, girl, because that is a load. But I love, who wrote your bio?
My board member, Juana Bethel.
Keep her.
Yeah, don't you worry.
Keep him.
That's the first time I've ever heard somebody read it, so high five.
Oh, there you go. High five. Yes, yes, he's a keeper. It always, you know, it's your story. You know, I always tell people that I'm always interested in, I think on my Twitter, I say I'm always interested in people's stories. And so a good bio tells a good story. If you want to talk to V, yeah, I'm going to open the lines now, 888-550-9105. So tell me a little bit about your story. And you said you know firsthand of homelessness.
Well, about 7 years ago, I ended up being homeless myself.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was for a short period of time, I was there, and mm-hmm. I had to promise myself that when I got on my feet, I would help. And I set out 2 years ago just to do a one-time thing and help out downtown in Overtown, Miami.
Yeah.
And I ended up sticking with it for 2 years now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I guess personally, I've seen a lot of, I would say, adversities to life growing mm-hmm. up, and I just understand people. So I just try to help as much as possible. I have a bleeding heart, so I just help. I like helping people. It's like my high.
Well, that's good. And it's interesting because when I read it the first time, it made me think about my my college thesis, as it were, was about homelessness. Mm-hmm. And I was a clinical psychology major. And I was struggling with that. First of all, because I wanted to be a journalism major, and but I was all downtown, and I was struggling with what I was going to write in this paper. And I was waiting for the bus, and it was me and a woman in the bus stop. And at that moment, she was homeless, but at that moment, she had more money than I did.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, she had like, you know, $5, whatever she had in her hand. I had absolutely nothing, not a dime. And I thought to myself, what is the difference? You could see it in her face, and so I understand what you're saying. There is a level of powerlessness, like it's just gone, you know, of soullessness that you see in the eyes of people when they're homeless.
Right.
And I didn't recognize it, and I was like, what is the difference between us, you know? And it was just the knowing, like somewhere I knew I was going to be okay.
Right.
You know? And somewhere she didn't.
Exactly.
And I still have a cult.
It's okay.
So yeah, I thought that was really powerful about, you know, your statement. So now how did that transcend itself to Flint?
I was watching the news, and of course, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram with the hashtag Flint Water Crisis. So I was looking into it and everything, and like I said, I feed people. So I'm like, okay, well, water is a necessity that the people need.
Right.
And I, you know, with my big mouth, and I do have a strong social media following, so I was like, you know, I could get a couple of my friends to donate a few cases. We could send a pallet or two. I put up a Facebook status, and logged off for like an hour, came back with like hundreds of comments. And people were like, where do I drop the water?
Wow.
Yeah, so I, you know, went back to look at like what my motto is and what's behind me and my work. And I thought that helping them would fit in perfectly. Mm-hmm. I usually just stick right here in Miami and do work. But I figured that, you know, it's water and I can get it there. And yeah. I know a lot of people to help me get it there.
And it just really touched your heart to...
Yes, it
So
it
you
did.
Organized the truck. Like, how did you... Because many people, and everybody heard about it, you know what I'm saying? But you were the one, you know what I'm saying? That you were one of the ones that said, hey, I'm going to do something. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Actually, when I put the Facebook status up, I didn't even know how I was going to get the water to Flint. At one point, it was just like, okay, I'm going to make it happen because I always make it happen. And I was calling in favors, and I saw I thought about a U-Haul truck. And
right.
I was like, well, I got friends. We'll drive it up there ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And my good friend, Arian Person, she called, and she was like, what about an 18-wheeler? I can get a truck driver to drive it up there for you if you can fill the truck. And I was like, well, I don't have money to pay. And she was like, don't worry about that. So mm-hmm. she spoke with a few of the pastors around town, and she got the truck taken care of, and I got the water taken care of. So that's how we partnered up, and I talked with the different business owners. Dr. Parnway Gibson at Ecotech Visions, Mr. Broadway, of course, because mm-hmm. that's where we loaded everything. We stored everything on 18th Avenue in Miami, most of it. Crabman 305, FIU Black Student Union, Florida Memorial University. And it was just so many. I don't want to name because people are going to get upset. And Roots Collective, they really helped out also. And we got together, and it just really worked out. It's just everybody just stepped in, even like YPN, the Chamber, and everybody.
And you know what? And that part of the story, you know, I love as well, because you hear constantly about how we don't work together. But you just rattled off 20 organizations that are committed to the, you know, to our community.
Well, I'm not even thinking about what the water that came from Palm Beach, the Alphas from Broward County Alumni Chapter, water coming all the way from Florida City. It's
wonderful. So now, okay, but you flew up.
Yes.
Okay.
But the truck driver didn't want me to ride with him.
Funny.
He's like, I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there. And
okay.
I was fine by that
because right.
I didn't want to drive 21 hours anyway.
Yeah, no. No, I've done that drive before. No. So you fly up to Detroit, and when you get on the ground, what was the, like, how did you get the water to the people in need?
Well, it was a few organizations there. Second Ebenezer Church in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
Operation Clean Cup, New Era Detroit, and also Triumph Church in Flint.
Okay.
Second Ebenezer and Triumph Church were like my locations. So I went to Second Ebenezer first, and I unloaded 10 pallets of water there.
Oh, okay. And then the people came there. Okay.
Yeah. And then I went actually into Flint with New Era Detroit, and we met at Triumph Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there that I actually was able to speak to a lot of the locals in Flint.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to Flint, I realized that water wasn't just the problem.
Yeah. Well, when you drove through Detroit to get to Flint.
Right, right. Okay. Because I started asking questions like, so the city just let these houses sit here like this for 30 years? And so do y'all not have commissioners or a city council or anything? And they're like, well, we just had a new mayor just, you know, voted in recently, January, actually.
Yeah.
And it was like all these different things. And I'm like, where's the hospital and where are the grocery stores? And I'm like, is this the same America that I live in?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And, I'm from Detroit.
Right. Yeah. Like you were telling me that.
Okay.
And nothing against the citizens of Flint, because they were very nice people. They were very welcoming and very loving.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate them for that. But once the water gets fixed, there's a lot more things need to be touched on there, too.
Yeah.
I don't even see how they're living. One family had this one nice young lady had a house with 8 children in it. She let me into her house. Her porch was about to cave in. So I'm wondering how they're even living there.
And the conditions of the homes, which I don't think people have any idea how bad it is. But we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Valencia Gunder with Make the Homeless Smile, forgive me, right here on Hot Talk.
Remembers Maurice White, founding member of the iconic band Earth, Wind, and Fire. Maurice White, born in Memphis, Tennessee, also known by his nickname, Reese, an American R&B icon, musician, producer, and arranger. He's the older brother of Earth, Wind, and Fire's flamboyant bass player, Dean White. Maurice served as the band's main songwriter and producer, and he was co-lead singer along with Philip Bailey. Maurice won 7 Grammys and has been nominated for 27 Grammys in total and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, local group Hall of Fame, and was individually inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Maurice has worked with several famous recording artists, such as Denise Williams, The Emotions, and others. In 1992, Maurice was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which led him to eventually stop touring with Earth, Wind, and Fire in 1994. Maurice passed away at the age of 74.
But his music legacy lives forever.
On today's R&B and Old School, Hot 105, home of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
For more, go to Hot105FM.com
and sing a song for Reese.
Welcome to the data farm. These are the data pigs, Spotify and Pandora. They eat a lot of your data and you have to pay more for it. But now there's a new alternative. The Next Radio app. The Next Radio app actually consumes 10 times less data than the data pigs. Next Radio saves your data and battery by streaming from the tiny FM chip in your smartphone. With the Next Radio app, you can listen to your favorite FM stations for free without taking up all your data. And say goodbye to fiddling with tuners and dials with the Next Radio Live Guide. Next Radio also helps you save on your battery life. In fact, Next Radio only uses a third of the juice that data pigs drink. Use Next Radio to turn your phone into a portable FM radio and take your favorite stations with you everywhere. Hurry now before the data pigs eat every last bite of your data. Go to the Google Play Store and download the free Next Radio app today.
You just got in an accident, 'cause a car swerved in your lane, and you don't know who to call. 1-800-411-PAIN. You wanna lock the number in your phone so you don't go through this alone. Doesn't matter who's to blame. 1-800-411-PAIN.
411-PAIN.
After 911, call
411-PAIN.
If a car swerved in your lane and you don't quite feel the same, 1-800-411-PAIN.
Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service. Non-employee spokesperson.
Talking taxes with Jackson Hewitt.
Got to run some numbers by you, and they're pretty complicated.
Hit me.
I work 3 nights at the diner and 4 days at school. In the summer, 4 nights at the diner and Saturdays at the paint shop. Got 2 kids, well, 3 if you count my niece whose mother thinks I run a daycare, and about 1 million forms. And I make less than $28,000. Who can do that math?
We can. And if you qualify for the earned income tax credit, you might get an extra $2,470. Also, file with Jackson Hewitt Tax Service and get a $50 Walmart e-gift card today. It's our gift to you.
$50 more?
Yep. And you can get your federal refund up to 2 days faster with an American Express Serve card. When it comes to taxes, Jackson Hewitt does it all.
Hope so. You only have one job.
Our 100% accuracy is guaranteed. $50 Walmart e-gift card and your federal refund up to 2 days faster with an American Express Serve card. Jackson Hewitt, where taxes are less taxing. Minimum tax prep fee of $150 required for e-gift card. Valid at participating locations. Faster refund access compared to typical banking process. Subject to American Express receiving notifications up to 2 days before funds are received. Terms and conditions apply for all offers. See JacksonHewitt.com for details.
We're here at CreditRepair.com, the most recognized name in the industry for resolving credit report issues and getting those scores up. There's a lot going on here today.
Yeah, that's right, Justin. You know, last year alone, we had over 500,000 calls from people needing help with improving their credit scores.
And no wonder. What you're doing works, right?
It sure does. Our proven process can help actually remove those unfair or inaccurate items from your credit report. And on average, people who have used our service have seen significant improvement in their credit scores month after month.
So when it comes to getting things in life that you really want, like a home, car, or even a new job, the first thing lenders usually look at is credit. So don't let a low credit score hold you back. Call creditrepair.com today. And so what happens when they call?
So when you call, we're actually going to give you a free credit report, a free credit score, and a free evaluation to tell you what's going on right over the phone.
Call creditrepair.com at 800-708-1401. That's 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401.
Attention, here is a very important message. Are you sad, lonely, worried, depressed? Are you having problems in your love life or in your home? Are people against you? Would you like more happiness, success, and good luck in your life? Well, my friends, I have wonderful news for you. Help for you is right here, right now. Mrs. Davis, the world's most powerful spiritual advisor, is here to help you with all of your problems. Mrs. Davis has been helping people with their problems for over 20 years. Does bad luck follow you around? Then you need to call Mrs. Davis today for an appointment. Mrs. Davis can help you no matter what your problems are. So don't wait. Call Mrs. Davis at 954-549-4427. That's 954-549-4427. And make an appointment with her today. That's 954-549-4427. Don't wait. Call now. 954-549-4427. Call now.
Boris, what's up, man?
Morning. Tom, how are you? Morning, everybody.
I'm doing good. I'm liking Nicole in Rosewood.
Yep, she's stirring things up in Rosewood with Morris, having a good time,
You sound real excited about that.
Yeah, real excited. All the makeup scenes, all the baby oil stuff they're doing in there. I don't know if that's necessary either.
That's a little tough right there.
Yeah.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
And welcome back to Hot Talk. Yes, you can't talk about the digital age without playing computer love. Coming up, we have our friends from Black Tech Week in the house. Black Tech Week, I've been telling you about it. It's coming up, and I hope that you are planning to come out, bring your family, check out some of the workshops and speakers, because the manufacturing age is over in America, people, and it is all about getting in the digital divide, and that means you. Welcome back to Hot Talk. I am talking to Valencia Gunder. Make the Homeless Smile is the name of her organization. And she also did the hashtag Miami to Flint and took a caravan of water, a 18-foot semi-truck of water to Flint because it was on her heart. So now you were telling me when you got on the ground in Flint and you had a chance to, like, meet some of the people and go to a young lady's home that it really, you were just amazed that in America that people are living like that.
Right, right.
In a major, what used to be, you know, predominantly African-American enclave.
Right.
You know, that whole Detroit, outside of the suburbs, Flint area. 888-550-9105 is the number if you would like to call and join our conversation. So your thoughts about what can be done. We know that the governor has said that he will not step down. That he felt like it happened on his watch, so he should stay and fix the mess. It came up during the Democratic town hall, and Hillary Clinton, you know, wouldn't say that the governor should be removed, but she did say that, you know, that what's interesting to me is the way the politicians are holding. handling it because they're saying that there's something that should be done, it should happen, but that it's not happening. Yet average citizens, you know, are saying, hey, you know what, let's do something, and the best thing we can do is take water. And I, you know, you have to kind of tell the audience how your, you know, your impressions when you were there, because when you think about not, we can't even imagine what it's like not to have, not to turn on the faucet and there be running water.
Right. Right.
That you can bathe in and cook with.
Wash clothes.
Right.
Everything.
Nothing. Right. And they're trying to do this with bottled water.
Right. When I was researching, I found out that the average American uses like 100 gallons of water a day.
A day.
That's with taking a shower, brushing teeth, drinking, whatever we do with water. And to know that these people have to, like, deal with not having access to that, and they have to pay water bills is a crazy, outrageous thought.
Well, and they, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they have to pay the water bill still. And
okay, no.
And just to put it out there, this is a direct effect on a certain area in Flint, because they have like this really nice, rich area on the outskirts, and they have a separate water line.
Of course. Well, I figured that the governor clearly must have, you know, a whole, you know, water plant in his backyard.
Right.
Because clearly he's not going through that.
Exactly.
And any of his family.
Yes. And when I went into the young lady's house, the water was brown coming out the faucet, just like they you've been seeing on TV. And the children do have the lead poisoning, and you can see the skin, and some of the kids are sick. They don't have proper health care. It's just a lot going on. It's so layered and slant that they need a lot of things to put in place to fix the whole entire problem.
Right.
Because apparently this has been going on since 2004. A lot of people saying 2014.
Right.
It's been 2004 that these people have been complaining about their water source and the lack of help they've been getting from different resources that their tax dollars are paying for. And it was just like, I had to ask myself, am I not doing enough? And then I stopped and I thought about it, like, you know, every water bottle counts. So for those people that are still sending water, send it, because from what I understand, it's going to take years before they can fix all the piping and get everything back to its proper place. So if people still want to send water, please send it. If you don't want to go up there yourselves, Second Ebenezer Church, Triumph Church in Flint, New Era Detroit, Operation Cleanup, you can contact these organizations, and they, I've seen them on the ground. They actually helped me pass out all of the water that we sent from Miami, so I know that they're actually giving the water to the people. And I just really want everyone to understand that outside of just sending the water, it's some other things that we may can do, like contacting like the different congressmen and the senators and things like that, so that they can send support there. From what I understand, FEMA was there the same weekend I was there. Mm-hmm. And just to throw a little shade, Miami sent more water than FEMA did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sadly, I'm not surprised. You know, considering that, you know, one of the bigger issues now is that everybody underneath this governor is, they're dropping like flies. The
right.
What is that, the Southeast Regional Director of the EPA has just left.
Mm-hmm.
And left and, you know, talking, saying, look, a year ago, you know, we sent memos.
Right.
And they ignored them.
Right.
And, you know, we, you know, she was like, I feel complicit in what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it that finally, for lack of a better phrase, broke the damn on this story?
From what I understand, it's a documentary filmmaker, Michael Moore.
Always. Well, he has a movie dropping this week.
Right. And he's
what
from
country
Flint.
Do we invade next? Who do we invade next?
Right.
He's from Flint. He has been on.
I think he used his platform to like finally bring attention to it. And I, you know, he has a lot of different perspectives of what's going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he was the one, and then, you know, social media did his thing.
Picked it up from there. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel in Delray. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Hi, Nathaniel. Welcome to Hot Talk. Nathaniel?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I just wanted to be on the Hot Topic today because, you know, I love the hot seat. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, great. You know what I'm saying? Coming from my experience of being homeless, I'm homeless right now, matter of fact. But me personally, I think since 1929, Oklahoma exclusive bombing, I think everything is staged nowadays. And basically, you don't even know who to trust, even when you're dealing with organizations, because sometimes you be passing out good FEMA camps and water stuffs, and none of the stuff get to the people. And when you air on TV, you see all the people looking good, but when you go behind the scenes, people not even getting their checks and getting their right proper care from the government that they even pay taxes to. So something's got to be done from the bottom line. And me being homeless, now I realize that the system was set up this way.
You mean the system is set up for some of us to succeed and others don't, or that?
No, basically the system is set up for most of us to fail, and then the ones that's on top to make sure that they stay on top and make sure they keep the small ones down. They're like crabs in a bucket.
Well,
basically.
Yeah, I know. I definitely, you know, unfortunately, the adage that power concedes nothing without demand is true, and it's just, we're at a level in America that is probably, that we haven't seen in our lifetime,
right,
of just a disrespect and a disregard for people who, you know, are not.
As I work with the homeless community, in underprivileged community,
mm-hmm,
I noticed that
poverty
and homelessness is a business.
Yes.
It's a business.
Just people like the prison complex. Yeah.
Right, right. So it's just, you know, if they heal the problem completely, then people won't make money anymore.
Yeah.
And it's very disheartening that it's happening, but it is true.
But it's, yeah.
And I do agree with him to an extent about organizations not actually doing what they say they're going to do, or they get a few photo ops doing a little bit, and you go behind the screen and you see that it's not being taken care of. So I think that's why sometimes I go, like, real hard. That's why I went underground in Flint and we, like, passed out all the water ourselves.
Did it yourself.
Just to make sure it happened.
Yeah. Lyndon Miramar, hi. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, pretty well.
That's good.
I just have a couple of questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there somebody, because I heard her say that she did a research and they said from 2004, can't nobody do nothing about that, about these people? And then she said she saw the kid's skin deteriorating from the, nobody can't do nothing about that?
Yeah, well, that's.
I mean, you got to be, somebody can take, you know, yeah, the governor do need to step down. He needs to, it's
right,
for him to go.
And that's.
Especially if he got piping that's running clean water.
Right.
These people got all this dirty water over there.
Right. Well, you know, thank you. Thank you, Linda. I think that is the mission here. And I think that we are approaching a time when people just like you, Valencia, are starting to see that, okay, just like she said, is there nobody that'll do anything? They, just like all the people now who have resigned and are leaving, they've known for a long time and they did nothing. And so it really is going to be incumbent upon us. That's why I'm kind of feeling the burn, because he says it's going to take a revolution, and it really is. Anytime this can happen, and it happened on all these people's watches, and nobody did anything or said anything, so then what? Do we do nothing?
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's like why, you said, you couldn't just not do anything.
Yeah, and you know, only thing I can do was, send our assistance from Miami and bring awareness to the situation.
Yeah.
I know that I couldn't fix it totally. I did make some connections with some people in Flint and in Detroit that's trying to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just connect them with the people I know here to maybe give them some advice.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can build from there.
And that's, you know, that's really all that we can do. And one of the great things about, you know, this technological age is that it has leveled the playing field.
Right.
And with social media, we can reach across boundaries that we, you know, previously couldn't, which is why my next set of guests are also important. in this conversation. I would like to introduce you to Mr. Star X Smith, Felicia Hatcher, and Derek, is it Hatcher?
No, Pearson.
Okay, yeah. They're husband and wife, but you kept
yeah.
Hatcher. Why? I'm just asking.
Why are you trying to start stuff over here?
Because you got a ring on it and you didn't take his name. I'm like, girl, what? I'll take your name before. Uh-huh. No. But any reason why you? But you or be, other than you were famous, sort of.
I don't usually use that term, but
okay, I will.
But because I had books out and stuff like that under Hatcher, it was just kind of easier to kind of keep rolling with that.
Yeah. So Derek Pearson and Felicia Hatcher and Star X Smith, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Yourself?
I am good. Blessed and highly favored. I guess we're gonna. Do you not have headphones? Yeah. I'm gonna let you and Valencia switch. So, Felicia is a friend of the show and has been here a few times before, and I've been telling you about Black Tech Week, but I'm going to let them tell you about Black Tech Week. It's in its fourth year. So how did you get started with it, Felicia? What was on your heart that said, I really need to do something to bring more people like me into this space?
Yeah, it was definitely a few things. One, it stems from our organization, Code Fever, which is essentially about bringing our communities up to code through technology training, through startup training, and getting as many of us into and being active participants of the innovation economy. So there's so much activity going on here in South Florida that our community has no idea. And while we struggle to find loans and stuff for our businesses, while we struggle to figure out how our kids are going to make it to college and then actually be able to survive, there are tons of resources here that allow us to not only survive but definitely thrive using technology. African Americans index the highest on social media. But, you know, we're not creating Instagram, but we are the reason that Instagram could sell to Facebook for $1 billion with $0 in revenue and 27 million users. And so we need to do something about that because we do have all of the tools and the resources needed.
StarX, what are you doing? Just got all kind of foolishness going on. Forgive him.
Yeah, no problem. We have all the tools and the resources and all that stuff to build the exact same platforms, if not better platforms. And that's the reason we started Black Tech Week.
So what would you say is the greatest barrier to our community really embracing being in the tech world? Because I feel a pushback. When I started talking about it, it's like, people think that it's for someone else. It's for those computer nerds, the people who know all the stuff about, you know, computers and mathematics and all of that. And if they don't know that, but it's like, but you work with technology every day.
Yeah, you can't survive, you know, in the United States if without technology touching some point in your life almost on a daily basis. And that's the light bulb, Jill, that we're trying to kind of lighten or brighten, you know, in our minds, is that we use it all the time. And we're being used, you know, as consumers of it, but we're not creating it. And once we realize that it's not that nerd that's sitting, you know, in their parents' basement coding and hacking anymore, it's your rapper and your rapper's favorite rapper either investing in tech companies or looking for programmers to build out these platforms now because they understand the potential of it and that it can help them grow a company faster and cheaper than ever before. Once we realize that, then it takes off. I think the other thing is, you know, when you talk about the technology space, it easily goes to a conversation that we're not in the industry. And that's definitely not true.
Right.
You know, we don't just hold prison records. We hold patents and trademarks. We buy and sell companies. And that needs to be a narrative that we're telling when we talk about technology. And I always tell people, I'm like, we know what a football player, a basketball player, and an entertainer makes. But I think in our community, we have to kind of talk about tech and STEM a little bit differently because no one talks about what a computer programmer makes. No one talks about what a mobile app developer makes. And when we start talking about, hey, you don't have to go to college, but if you get these skills, which are still vocational skills, that you could easily be entry level at an $80,000 a year job.
Right.
No one talks about that. Or the fact that Chinedu, who looks just like me and you,
yes,
started an app called HopStop and sold a company to Apple for $1 billion.
Right.
You don't see that story, and because you don't see that story, you don't think that there's a possibility for it or that we even fit into this space, and it's not true.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that when what really opened my eyes to the whole app space,
mm-hmm,
was when I read that Kim Kardashian has made more money on her two apps than she has made on anything else.
Yeah, crazy.
It's obscene.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just a great idea.
Yeah.
And everybody has access to that,
mm-hmm,
you know. And so with Black Tech Week, this is your opportunity. I think we had the conversation before. I love conferences. Mm-hmm. I talk about that to you all on the show all the time. I will go to any conference that I think is something I have an interest in, because there's a lot about just being in the room and just listening,
mm-hmm,
you know, that will spark, it'll trigger thoughts that you've had about this or the other, and you'll get a chance to see somebody doing
right.
it, you know, and how they took it from a simple idea,
mm-hmm,
you know, and then they turned it into a $1 billion company.
Absolutely.
So who are some of the people that you have coming?
Yeah, so we have Chinedu, who I mentioned,
mm-hmm,
earlier, Chinedu Ucharo, who started his company HopStop, which was a transit app that sold about 4 years ago to Apple for $1 billion. Just insane. And he's coming back because he's decided to start another startup called Gigami. Randall Pinkett, who was on The Apprentice,
mm-hmm,
he now has a company in the IT space that he'll be here talking about what he's doing and what the potential is. We have Justin Washington, who's a QA engineer from Snapchat. He's a top engineer there, and he also DJs. You know, and he looks like my little brother, right? And
Daddy Dollars.
Yeah,
his name is Daddy Dollars.
No, well, Daddy Dollars will be there. So,
oh, Trick.
You know, so there's a huge technology focus, of course.
Yeah, because Trick is
lifestyle and food
has moved himself into being an entrepreneur, and he's working on a food company. And as we were talking, StarX stalked me on Facebook, and it's so funny because like he kept sending me messages and he was like, I just need to talk to you, and I was like, okay, and I was like, I'm talking to Felicia, hello, already, so who are you? And so, because I didn't know there was anybody else in the space, and so I called him, and we had, I don't know, a 4-hour conversation, you know, about everything.
When
it
you
was
said
just,
you guys had a 4-hour conversation, I thought he was exaggerating.
No, like, no, we really had a 4-hour conversation. And it was just, it, you know, it's that kind of thing when you like, you know, you find members of your tribe and you're like, yay, you know, because there is so much of what you're talking about, and why I got involved with you guys is because that's exactly how I feel it. People need to, like, how do we welcome you in so you understand that this is for, by, and about you? And just come in the room. Just bring your children in the room, mm-hmm, so that they can hear and see people. Because that, I mean, really, that is how I created my entire career. I used to love magazines, and I would read everything my mother had, and there was never any black people in them. And I was like, where's all the pretty black people? I want pretty black, and that's why I got in the media. You know? I mean, it's just that, it's that simple.
Yeah, see, one of the things you have to understand with our people, we love music, we love celebrities, so Daddy Dollars is the reason why we brought him on to, mm-hmm, actually showcase the things that he's doing, but also to drive the community to come to the event. Because if we say we're bringing Jeff Hoffman, the founder of Priceline, are black people going to show up?
Right.
You know, we're bringing Dr. Thomas Mensa, who owns 8 patents on fiber optics. And the reason why you have internet, fast, high-speed internet in your house right now is because of this black man from Ghana.
And they'll all be there, by the
way. And they'll all be there. Leslie Miley from Twitter. So when he says, oh, I'm leaving Twitter because their diversity numbers are horrible, and I'm going to speak about that at Black Tech Week, along with Lavelle Collins, who is managing brands for Mercedes-Benz and other people that I can't name right now because of confidentiality agreements.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just bringing these people down. So you got Catherine Finney, just to name one.
She's with she started Digital Undivided. She actually started the blog the Budget Fashionista.
Yeah,
back in the day, and sold it for 7 figures. But she was one of the top, one of the leading people in the very beginning that even kind of started the trend of monetizing a blog and kind of the whole celebrity blogger, like, that was her. She looks just like us. She's going to be here.
And that's a whole other sad story about that. I'm sure that she could tell all of those big bloggers who sold out and now have nothing. We'll be back on the other side. This is Hot Talk. Give us a call, 888-550-9105.
Calling 911 when in a car accident may just not be enough. Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. You're stressed out, hurt, worried about your car? What's gonna happen to my job? That's the best time to call 411-PAIN. From the accident scene, call 1-800-411-PAIN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether it's Saturday, Sunday, or even Christmas Day. Say it's Sunday at 5 p.m. There's no way 411-PAIN will answer the phone, right? Wrong. 411-PAIN works weekends. Car still not fixed? Cops not listening to your side of the story? The community knows that at 501, attorneys' phones often go dead. 411-PAIN always answers the phone. Don't make what could be a big money mistake. 1-800-411-PAIN guarantees your call will be answered. Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN.
GEICO supports your efforts, South Florida. Download the Hot 105 app from the iTunes or Google Play app stores and click the open mic feature to leave your GEICO's 15 seconds of fame message about a cause or a charity that's important to you. You could potentially be featured on the radio as part of GEICO's 15 seconds of fame highlighting your cause. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO for a free rate quote.
Attention, here is a very important message. Are you sad, lonely, worried, depressed? Are you having problems in your love life or in your home? Are people against you? Would you like more happiness, success, and good luck in your life? Well, my friends, I have wonderful news for you. Help for you is right here, right now. Mrs. Davis, the world's most powerful spiritual advisor, is here to help you with all of your problems. Mrs. Davis has been helping people with their problems for over 20 years. Does bad luck follow you around? Then you need to call Mrs. Davis today for an appointment. Mrs. Davis can help you no matter what your problems are. So don't wait. Call Mrs. Davis at 954-549-4427. That's 954-549-4427. And make an appointment with her today. That's 954-549-4427. Don't wait. Call now. 954-549-4427. Call now.
This is Roland Martin, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
Cox Media Group Station.
It's refund season, America. And this year, when you come in the block to get your refund, you'll also get a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at block. That's an extra grand in your hand. So what are you waiting for? Don't you want an extra thousand? Walk in to win. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
This Valentine's Day, some people will buy flowers. But on the one day when love is truly in bloom, come to Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, for a gift that's much more special. The Pandora Petals of Love gift set. It features a sterling silver and CZ Petals of Love pendant and matching stud earrings in a heart-shaped box. And it's only $150 while supplies last. The one gift that says Be My Valentine today, tomorrow, and always is waiting for you at Jared.
Running a business is hard. Developing a successful digital marketing strategy shouldn't be. Whether you want to drive traffic to your website, increase phone calls, generate more in-store visits, or increase sales, CMG Local Solutions can help. As your personal digital advisor, CMG Local Solutions works with you to map out your digital strategy, implement a plan, and deliver results. Visit cmglocalsolutions.com and connect with digital experts you can trust. Based right here in South Florida, that's cmglocalsolutions.com.
Hello, it's me, Risky Business, evil villain, and star of the Lego Movie 4D, A New Adventure, playing now at Legoland Florida Resort. I'm so excited about my evil secret plot to hypnotize Emmett in Wild Style. Wait, I don't have an evil secret plot. I don't have an evil thought in my head. Ooh.
except that one. Watch the evil secret plot unfold at Legoland Florida Resort.
Begin the evil secret plot.
Visit Burger King for a kids go free Legoland Florida Resort offer.
I'm back to Hot Talk with Jill Tracy on Hot 105.
Yes, indeed. We are back on Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. Get in where you fit in. We're talking to the principals of Black Tech Week, Derek Pearson, Felicia Hatcher, and Star X Smith have put together an incredible conference. They're bringing some of the brightest minds in the digital space to South Florida who happen to look like creamy chocolate mocha people like you and I. And to, you know, tell us how they're doing it, you know, and how you can do it, too. When I thought about that HopStop app, mm-hmm. I thought about when I lived in Atlanta. It was a period of time I was in Atlanta, and where I was working was literally 10 minutes from where I lived. But because the transit system was so inefficient, mm-hmm. it took an hour and some change to get there. So I just imagine that that app probably eliminated, you know what I'm saying, gave you shortcuts mm-hmm. to how to get. It's just brilliant. It's simple things like that, that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to, you know, find a cure for cancer. It could be something as simple as shortening somebody's time who's using mass transit.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. So now StarX, did you just say sir?
No, I said sure.
Oh, okay. Move your... Your mic was close enough. Okay, it is actually StarEx.
Yeah, StarX.
Yeah. And your parents named you this.
My father, yeah.
Yeah, they sound like they were probably friends with my mom.
One of the things that we are attempting to do this year is to sort of unite Main Street with Wall Street and Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
You know, how do we get the majority of our people who have good ideas,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Shenandoah had, but have no idea how to manifest that idea.
Right.
So Black Tech Week is for any listener who, A, has a business. It doesn't matter if your business is not a technology business. It's how you could use technology and the entrepreneur innovation workshops that are happening that can increase your bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, we're targeting...
I liked where you were going with that. Increase your productivity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for instance, we have some workshops that are geared toward on, hey, you know, how can you use your POS system to not only increase sales, but use the data from that system to track your sales, to track your progress, to increase those points that are selling higher than other points. So if you own a restaurant, you know, you can learn those things.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a hair salon or a barbershop or, you know, any idea that's just your mom and pop business, how can we take your mom and pop business and make that a startup or mm-hmm. turn that into a startup and make it scalable? Those are the types of things that...
Explain what scalable means to people.
Sure.
When you say that.
No, of course. So if you, let's say my favorite restaurant, you know, is at Lorna's, and I go to Lorna's, which is in Miami Gardens,
mm-hmm.
and I go to Lorna's and I order, you know, a jerk chicken.
Right.
And so that jerk chicken is prepared by a chef who then is passed by a server and then, you know, provided to the customer. Once that process happens, how now does my dollar infuse in that business and increase their ability to hire more people, to contract with more contractors, and expand and maybe open two more Lorna's or three
right.
more Lorna's? And so that's what we mean by scalable. How can you turn...
I think you can
sure,
actually
sure.
take that a step further.
Of course.
So, like, it's almost like the Uber of things now, right? So Uber is now, like, the largest transportation company in the world, and they own zero cars. Airbnb is the largest hotel franchise or a hotel, yeah,
right.
franchise, essentially, in the world, and they own zero property, you know? And
right.
so the way that they've been able to scale that without actually having to spend all that money
sure.
on the brick and mortar resources that they need, we can do those exact same things
right.
in our community. You know, so we think of the traditional businesses that we have in our community, and if we flip that over the head, you know, without having to own and buy all those assets that
right.
do require a lot of money and do require a lot of time, like that's the difference between when you hear people talk about a startup as opposed